You are listening to CORE, powered by and for the Holt family of companies. Let's dig in.
Welcome back to CORE. Today's episode is really, really special because this year we are celebrating 95 years as a family-owned company. And honestly, there's no better way to mark that milestone than by talking with the people whose lives, careers, and families have grown alongside this company. Today, I'm joined by Josh and Shauna Hughes, a family that spans generations here. Not only have they built long careers with us, but this company has also played a role in bringing their family together. So thank you both so much for being here. Can each of you give us a little introduction on yourself?
My name is Josh Hughes. I am currently the manager of customer experience for Holt Ag Solutions, and I've been here 29 years.
That's super exciting. Josh, that's a very new title, isn't it?
Yes, it is something new that we are progressing into on the Holt, on the ag side. I started with Tenco actually in 1997 in the main shop. The main shop, we had the red bay of the main shop. That was the ag division. That was the entire ag division was one bay. And I progressed from there to the apprenticeship side of it, did 11 years in a field truck, worked my way into the ag side of it, which I preferred overall. And I've been a TC, been the trainer, been service manager, branch manager, and now I am manager of customer experience.
That's a really cool thing to note and something that I don't feel like we advertise and show to our customers enough is that for the majority of the people who make up our company, they've grown throughout different roles at Holt. They have the experience, the technician experience working on the machines, and then can communicate that and then can translate that into their management skills. So that is super cool. Love to hear your story. Shauna, tell us about yourself.
I've obviously been a part of the company for 29 years, but as an employee, I've been here almost 11. I am currently in the fleet department, but did start here as the receptionist. And then I transitioned over to the safety department for about 5 years.
Shauna, what originally brought you to Holt? You know, you said you started, you know, unofficially 29 years ago.
So that would be Josh. If I ever mentioned that I wanted to make a career change or anything along those lines, he would bring home the printed out application and the job postings and be like, you need to try this. I finally bit and I did it. So, and here we are.
Shauna, what line of work were you in before Holt?
Just before Holt, I was a registered dental assistant. So I worked at a local office in Yuba City.
So this is like a major industry change for you.
Absolutely.
Okay. And so what experience did you have prior to, I guess, entering the equipment industry?
Equipment-wise, none. Other than I could probably troubleshoot a combine. listening to him, you know, I had the speech down. The kids even had the speech down.
So Josh, what originally brought you to Holt?
We had a really good friend of ours that was a PSSR at the time. And every time we got together, he would hound me to come to work for Tenco. And I never really wanted the fear of a corporate world to be part of my career. But eventually it's like, you know what? There has to be a future. There's other places to go besides just being a mechanic. And I dove in and he got me the job, got me an interview, and we went from there.
Does your family or do you have any background farming?
No. We were, my parents owned trucks. So I've been mechanicing all my life. I love mechanic. I would still do it today if I thought my body would hold up.
There seems to be a common theme throughout leadership.
there is. Yeah. Mechanicing, I truly believe, is one of the only occupations that you will age out of. So you have to have a plan for the future. And that's what here brings is there's a million options once you age out of a mechanic job.
How did you grow your leadership skills throughout your time at Holt?
Probably 95%. Well, I shouldn't say 95%. A majority of it is I listen to a lot of self-help books because I am not a natural born leader. I am not. So I listen to a lot of growing books, and they send you to a lot of training. Been some really good training as far as how to be emotionally intelligent, how to control your emotions, how to be a true leader when it comes to it. So it's pretty much self-taught myself or through every program that Holt has done, because I've never been to any formal training outside of Holt.
Shauna, have you participated in any training like this?
In the hand-me-down version. So he reads it, goes over it, and then passes it on to me. So
That's awesome that
it,
we're getting like our double value out of this.
yeah.
Okay, so Josh, inevitably, a lot of employees are probably sent to these tra or assigned these trainings and are dragging their feet. Oh my gosh, I have to go to another one of these. What would be your advice to them when they are assigned one of these trainings?
I tell everybody that no matter what training you go to, if you pick up one thing per day, you won. It doesn't have to, you don't have to remember everything. Not everything has to be a slam dunk. One thing, and it's whether you're learning it for the first time or something that you've forgotten over the past 5 or 6 years, and like, oh man, I forgot about that. Just one thing a day per training, and everybody gets reward out of it.
That's great advice. So, what has kept you both here for so many years?
So, to be perfectly honest with you, in 2005, I did decide that I was chasing money. So, I did leave for 5 months. And luckily, Holt was gracious enough to allow me to come back. And I learned a very valuable lesson out of all of that, that the grass is not always greener on the other side. And this company treats people like people, not a corporation, not that.
You're not just a
That
number.
you're not just a number here. You're a person first and an employee number second. And that it was not the way it was when I left for a few months and I learned my lesson, and I will be here till the day I retire.
I've had the unique opportunity to work closely with the executive team and the ability to see their passion for their employees, the importance that they want their employees to be happy, safe, healthy, go home every day. That's pretty cool. And you don't get that everywhere.
Everybody asks why they should come to work here, and there's unlimited growth, and that's part of being a family-owned business.
95 years as a family-owned business. That is super, super exciting that we're celebrating that this year. And family-owned company doesn't just mean those core families that own the company. Our whole family is so, so important, and we all care for each other as if we are family members. Some of us even are family members. So I would love to get your story. Can you tell me about, so I know that Kylie, your daughter, used to work for Holt, and then your son-in-law, Dylan, also works for Holt in this cat rental store division. So what is it like for you two working at the same company as your spouse?
We don't get to talk about anything but Holt when we're at home. That's how it is. We can't talk about other fields, other occupations. We talk about Holt. But it is very rewarding to know that we're both working for a very solid company. I mean, 95 years says a lot.
Well, you get to see them in a different light. You already know they're a good person. They have great qualities to make them, a great husband, father, friend. And you get to see them use those same qualities, but just in a different way with their employees and their coworkers. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you two are working in very different parts of the company too.
Yes.
So your overlap probably isn't all that much, but the knowledge of the company and the inner workings and being able to just understand your partner when you're talking about that is probably, I would imagine, a pretty cool thing. Okay, so that covers you two. What is it like working at the same company as your child?
As a parent, your job is to teach them to be a good human, and you want them to be productive and hardworking and dedicated.
Can you tell me about Kylie's story?
Kylie actually never told us that she was even applying for Holt of California because she did not want our names to be the reason she got the job.
So Kylie started here in our heavy rental division, and she was a coordinator. From there, she transferred over into our haul division where she was a dispatcher, and she found her family there. She absolutely loved it. The drivers, the other dispatchers working for John, I mean, they were all great. And she went through a lot there. got married, had a baby, all of it. And they were like her family. So
That is so exciting. Now living the mom life too.
yep.
Okay, so as you mentioned, she met her husband, Dylan.
No.
Dylan started as a rental coordinator in Roseville location, and then he transferred over into a management position with the Fruit Ridge store. And from there, they met each other through coordinating equipment, and they just hit it off. So,
Coordinating equipment.
yeah.
Yeah, and the start of every great love story.
And then Dylan went to work for the ag side for a year, with our central field service side of it, and then got the opportunity to go back into a role that is a little more fit for him. Not that the other role wasn't, but it was right up his alley. So he went back to CRS this year, and I see big things in his future.
As a manager yourself and John, understanding that, hey, Dylan's an asset. We want to figure out how he works best in this company. And I'm sure that that was a lot of coordination between you two. Correct me if I'm wrong.
And Eric and John, it was an executive down coordination to allow Dylan to apply. Once we decided that he was a fit for the ag side of what we were doing, he actually stayed in the role that he was in for another 60 days to make sure that we backfilled spots. The same thing happened when he decided he was going back. We made it work during our busiest time of year. And he was able to stay for another, a length of time until we could fill the spot and make sure that neither company felt the pain of losing a quality employee.
And while we love Dylan, that's not a unique thing to Holt.
No.
Finding a fit, finding the right fit for someone is really important to us. I think that from what I've seen, when Holt finds an individual that fits the company and the ideals of Holt, they will find the right career for them. What is something that you've learned about each other by working together?
Like I mentioned earlier, it's just seeing those qualities used in a different way. You come into a position where you get to see your husband or your spouse or whoever be a manager, but then you kind of learn that they're not just a manager, that they're a leader. And there's a difference. A manager is there to do the job, and check the boxes, and they do a good job at that, and he does a phenomenal job at that. But he's there to lead his team. He's forward thinking. He's pushing them to achieve a vision. He's always pushing to improve everybody and everything. So,
Even those who may not work at the same company have little ounces of that experience too. I know that I've had that experience when I go to my significant other's company Christmas party or something. Even like just seeing them in that light is such a cool experience. And the fact that you guys get to do that, understand each other's role because you understand the company, that's pretty cool. Does it mean to you that this company is part of your family's story?
I think it means everything to me. This company has afforded us to do a lot of really cool stuff in our personal lives. It's also grown, I'll speak for myself on this, has grown me as a person, from just a, for lack of better terms, just a very cocky field service guy that could fix anything anywhere and would tell anybody that at any time.
What do you mean that's changed?
No, well, maybe. To being someone that can help the next generation of people get better, to help them grow, to make a positive impact on it.
Working here, it gives you a sense of security. Not every company makes it 95 years. They've kept the lights on, they've kept their employees going through economic roller coaster. I mean, that's pretty rare anymore.
There is a lot to be said about the security this company brings. There's no doubt I'm getting a paycheck in 2 weeks. So it does make life a lot easier.
What does working for a family-owned company mean to you?
It is very nice to work for a company that has the people in mind over everything else. It's people first, customers first, and it seems like business second. It's very nice to be able to walk in and be sociable with the Ryan Beattys, the Ken Monroes of the world. It's very nice. You don't get that in a corporate business. You get it more of a family. It's more of a family atmosphere.
It means that what we do makes a difference. We get to contribute. Like the company, they're involved with our local farmers, our first responders, our hospitals, everybody. They give back to the community, and by working here, we are participating in that as well.
And something that you said, Josh, is when you came in to Holt, you were weary about working for the corporate giant or
For
something like
Tenco.
that for
Okay.
Tenko. How quickly did that mentality change, and what did it for you?
I think the mentality changed probably about 5 or 6 years in, and it just felt like you saw the top people more often. And it, you know, and I tell Eric this all the time, and people are afraid of the title, not the person, until they get to know the person. And once you get over the fear of the title, it this is a great place.
Shauna, what does the 95th anniversary mean to you personally?
It means that Josh was right. And I have to admit it. I should have paid attention. I should have bought in and applied and started my career here much sooner. It's a great place to work. You matter. And they make you feel like you matter. So that's my answer. I'm not sure if that means, 95 years has anything to do with it, but I should have listened. He was right.
That is
He's gonna
forever
want
on
a copy
tape for
of that.
you.
He's gonna want a copy of
Once it
that.
gets to the air, save the next
Yeah,
episode.
figured.
I can feel the pride and the connection just sitting here recording this podcast. If you were to verbalize that, what makes you proud to work here?
So when I started here, like I said earlier, the ag division was a Red Bay and the Williams core. There was a little bit in Los Banos. There was a little bit in a couple of other places, but I've been a part of the ag division before it was an ag division. I love being a part of something that I helped build.
So Shauna, as a mom whose daughter started working at Holt, what makes you proud of her working here?
She came into an industry that she knew nothing about. That trust that she put in us in knowing that it was a great company, and then following through with it, that was pretty amazing to watch. I am proud of her because she earned her spot. And it's not easy to earn your spot. You have a lot of work to do. You have a lot of things to learn and relationships to build. And she did it. And she did it on her own. She didn't ask us for help. She figured it out. And she found it. When she went to the Hall division, she found that family.
Okay, so 95 years is a long, long time. What excites you about the future of our company?
I'm looking forward to the future because at 95 years of Holt supporting our farmers and our construction side of it, I still don't see a light at the end of the tunnel. With the ag industry and the direction that we're going, we're going to, I fully expect that they will see 150 to 200 year anniversary of celebrating what they continue to accomplish because they're not going away anytime soon.
Are you going to be around to celebrate
I
that?
maybe I'll be like the retirees that come back to the breakfast and just be able to hang out here, but employed here, I would seriously doubt that.
Holt's evolving with the times, and they're growing and expanding and exploring new technologies, and it's pretty cool to be a part of that, and at least in the fleet side of it.
So my last question for you both is, what advice would you give to someone who is just starting their career here?
To take advantage of the opportunity, Holt offers many avenues for training, so expand your skill set. Josh is the perfect example of what hard work and dedication can do for you here. He started as a technician and has worked his way up the ladder to his current management role, and he's a pretty fantastic leader.
The advice that I would give them is a couple of things. Don't think that this company is ever going to hold you back from pursuing your next role or your next spot in this company, and own your position. Just there, this company is pretty phenomenal when it comes to allowing people to think for themselves, make decisions for themselves, and go with it. And if you have people on the outside that you think are going to be great fits for this company, hound them. This is a great place to work. You can start and end your career under the same roof, under different roles.
That is fantastic advice. Thank you both so much for your time coming on and telling us about your journeys here at Holt. It's been a privilege to learn about your careers and how the Holt family and your physical family within the Holt family has allowed you to grow and develop as people. So, the last thing I'll leave you with is as part of our 95th anniversary celebration, we are super excited to invite our employees to take part in a company-wide photo contest. You received an email with the link to the submission form at the end of January, but this lasts all year long. And as a bonus, every photo submission, every single one, is automatically entered into a monthly raffle. The winners are going to be announced throughout the year. To participate, you can simply upload your photo at holtca.com/photocontest or holtags.com/photocontest. It's also linked on the hub under the marketing page. And if you share a photo on social media, be sure to tag the company and use #HoltCA95Years. Photos submitted will help tell the story of who we are today, and they will be featured in our 95th anniversary celebration. We're talking calendars, social media, website, lots and lots of things. We've already gotten a lot of photo submissions, and they are fantastic. I cannot wait to see what continues to come in. And lastly, thank you to you, to all the listeners, for being part of this milestone. We cannot wait to see the company through your eyes as we celebrate 95 years through the photo contest. And as we continue to grow, as Josh said, to see our 150th, 200th anniversary, where Josh said he'll come back for the mechanics breakfast. Thank you all so much for listening in today. Remember to keep building, keep growing, and keep listening to Core, and we will see you next time.